You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if they're lowercase, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome back, folks. You are just in time for Act Two here on a Thursday edition of Nightlight. Great to have you with me, and thank you for joining us. Conrad Krieger is here working the board and doing the dirty work behind the scenes. What is the dirty work behind the scenes, Conrad?
Making sure, you know, you're on the steady.
I don't swear.
Yeah.
Making sure I don't take hostages or swear.
Someone's got to keep you in line.
I almost took hostages in the first, before the show, because I couldn't think of a joke for one of my Hollywood beats, and I was just so mad. And I was having one of those days where I was dropping things a lot, and I, you know, like you just kind of a klutz, and everything's going wrong, and it's like I button my shirt wrong, and it's like one of those days.
And then you
really
said,
no, just me. I'm on an island here.
I mean, I had a pretty nice day. Well, besides the laundry incident I told you about.
Oh, he bought a brand new white sweatshirt. Tell about that.
Well, I bought a new sweatshirt for one of my favorite NBA teams.
One of his favorite teams in the last, what, month? Or since Kevin Durant went there?
Yeah. It's Houston Rockets. Anyways, I just got it in the mail today. I was like, oh, this is nice. I tried it on. I was like, that looks nice. And then I wore it to here earlier. And I was going to the gym, and I got out of my car, and I think that I maybe touched my car a little bit or something. You know when it gets kind of...
Yeah.
Car gets a little dirtier. Well, yeah. I got a huge black stain on the back of it.
Brand new sweatshirt.
And it was an emergency. Ran back home, put the laundry machine, you know, on delicate. Well, I'm waiting to see the aftermath after I get home.
Conrad, I can get it out for you.
Oh, look at that.
I'm a stain master.
Life hack.
Oh.
If it doesn't come out...
Should he shout it out or...
No.
Okay.
Fells naphtha soap.
What is it?
Fells naphtha.
That's a real thing?
It is.
Does it have anything to do with
my mother
you?
Used to use it to get the grass stains out of my brother's football uniforms.
Oh.
And I'm a master stain remover. So
no kidding.
I owe Conrad. Conrad's been my tech guy I go to every time I have a question about editing, audition.
Yeah.
So he's my hero.
It's the least you can do, it sounds like.
I think so.
I'm hoping the delicate, you know... Does the job, because
I hope so.
You know, I'm taking it in a few days to Florida with me, but
no. That's going to be your Florida sweatshirt.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to make the scene.
Yeah.
And you can't have that nonsense.
I need to have it on.
It's funny. I think I told you a few weeks ago, sometimes I come down early before the show and I'll see a movie that's not playing in Marinette, which is most of them. And pardon me. So I go to, and I can't not get a snack when I'm at the movies. So this particular day I was starving. So I got, I wasn't starving. I was hungry. I throw words around like it's ridiculous. So I'm eating nachos, and I'm watching this movie, and I show up here, and I go into the restroom here, and I see this big glop of cheese, and I'm smiling to people on the way out, talking like, who's that schlub, you know? Like, so horrible. You just look like such an idiot.
Hey, are you going to see Wicked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love the first one.
I did, too. I just watched it again last night.
Yeah. We went as a big group last Thanksgiving. So my sister just suggested today when they get to town, she's like, let's go see Wicked.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other movies I want to see, too, but I would absolutely... It's fun. It's a great group movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the voice of Connie Feldman. She is here. We are getting to know Connie. She does news here at WGBW. She's a great reporter and anchor person, and she has a long history in TV, and she's also a mountain climber and all kinds of stuff. We will get right back to Connie, but coming up at 6:35, folks, is the popcorn pick of the week. It's a WGBW party here tonight, because Amanda Nimmer, one of the producers here for Civic Media, and she is also our social media guru. She will be here tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week, where we give you a movie recommendation that you can take into the weekend. And then our pal Frank Anderson will be here at 6:20. Check out wisconsinology.com. That's Frank's site. He knows more about Wisconsin than Conrad, frankly. So I don't know if that's a lot or little, but I don't know if that makes him an authority, but he's a pretty smart guy. So Frank will be here at 7:20. That's fun. That's an hour three. Our question of the night is, who is the cheesiest celebrity? I said Steven Seagal. Conrad said, tell me again, Austin Butler.
You're forgetting a lot of my answers.
Listen,
lately.
I got like a 10,000 texts I haven't gotten here. I'm looking at the text line. Yeah. And Connie, who did you say again?
I said Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger, yeah. And then I said Kevin Costner's kind of cheesy, and you kind of you almost threw down with me.
I did. I'll take you on that one.
Dave on the stream says Martin Short. Hmm. Now, that's interesting because he is cheesy, but I think that's kind of on purpose. That's kind of his shtick. But I could see that because I've said in recent years, and I was just talking about this today with my sister, who I just mentioned, Molly. We were talking about Only Murders in the Building. And I said, I'm really kind of over the whole Steve Martin, Martin Short thing. It's cute. They're both funny. They're both legends.
Yeah.
But I can't listen to their cheeky banter anymore. I don't know.
Hey, just what about the new Matlock?
Oh, with Kathy Bates? I haven't seen it yet, but I love
like
Kathy
it.
Bates.
I do too.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's good, huh?
Well, here's, you know, I like the part she's an older woman going back into the workforce, and she plays this dumb old lady shtick so she can, but she's brilliant.
To trap people.
And she, and she gets them every time. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I got to check it out. It's on my list. And Mike Desitel, who is responsible for a small portion of Connie's career, I guess, or a tip of the hat.
I owe it all to you, Daz.
Says, if you want to know about T-zone hunting, watch The Godfather of Green Bay. Well, that's a great segue, so let's do that. If you're looking for plans, folks, or something to do, December 4th in Madison, come on out to the Atwood Music Hall in Atwood, the Atwood neighborhood. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be screening my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. And it's sponsored by John and Gordy of the WMDX Morning Show and Downrins Distillery. It's going to be a really fun night. Some of the proceeds go to the Dane County Humane Society. And The Godfather of Green Bay is a comedy I shot in Marinette 20 years ago. It's kind of our 20th anniversary. The Bodines did the music.
Oh, no way.
Solidifying its place in Wisconsin movie history. Kurt Newman wrote an absolutely spectacular score, which he told me at the time he had never done before, and I was just blown away. He did a great job. Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, all kinds of fun actors from Milwaukee and the Midwest. It's a really fun movie to watch with a crowd. There's going to be a Q&A afterwards. There'll be cocktails. I might whip up a bundt cake. We'll just see how the evening goes. And Conrad will be there taking pictures.
Yes. Yep.
And hobnobbing.
I want to see it now. What?
You
how can
check
I see it if I'm not in Madison?
I don't know if I want to tell you because then I'm worried people won't go to the screen. You can stream it. If you do a Roku search, it'll come up.
I'll ask you after that.
Ask me during the break so I don't have to spill state secrets. So that'll be fun. Come on out on the 4th, folks. It should be a really fun evening. And that's about it. I think, are we caught up? What am I missing?
Well, we got it. There's a couple texts we could go to on the text line if you wanted.
Yeah, I love reading texts. And we'll get back to Connie, too. So, Connie, I know that you told me earlier also you have a theater background. And you were in a chorus line and a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
How fun was that? And where was that?
Well, it was here. Yeah, it was with Birder Players out of De Pere.
Okay.
And I had done theater, you know, high school and college, but had not done anything locally. But I heard they were doing a production of a chorus line. It was my dream.
Fun show. Yeah.
I just to tell myself I auditioned, I went and auditioned just to tell myself I had the courage to do it. And I got a little bit part. But oh my gosh, was it incredible.
Did you have to do like the leg kicks?
I did.
Really?
I did.
Nice.
And I did the whole, you know, I really need this job. it was amazing. They do good shows. So then I went back and did a Christmas carol with them a couple years ago. I was Mrs. Cratchit.
A couple years ago?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you kept those chops fresh.
I wanted to. They were gentle. They were kind. And, gave me a break, and I loved it.
Don't you love community theater people? Are they not like the most fun? They're all there as a hobby mostly. It's fun.
And the talent we have in this area is really incredible.
Agreed. I totally agree with you. When I was just talking about the movie I did, we auditioned people. We probably maybe brought more people in than we needed to, but we didn't know what we were working with. And then we auditioned local people, and it's like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. Like, you don't expect that.
Yep.
And then you see there's some really great talent.
Yeah, there really is. So.
And what about A Christmas Carol? That was, or that's what you were just talking about, right?
Yeah. Christmas Carol. That was also with Birder Players.
So why, are you going to do it again?
I would do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you with work?
Yeah.
Breaking the stories?
With radio, I could.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. we've got, we got a texter here who wants to know about your mountain climbing. And I didn't get to ask you this either, but let's do the texter. And then I have a question for you as well. From the 608, Tom says, hi Pete, I think Dan Levy is really cheesy and I wouldn't mountain climb unless I was blind. Tom is our accidental mountain climber. That's a good excuse to mountain climb, Tom. I'm with you 100%. Who's Dan Levy?
Dan Levy.
Levy? Okay. What did he do? Why is he cheesy?
Maybe it's just because he pronounces his way.
Do a Google Dan Levy cheesy. See what comes up. See what ChatGPT says. Mark for Prairie to Sac in the 608 says, now all the songs from Sound of Music will be swimming through my head. Climb every mountain. There you go. Another one for Connie. That's awesome. And Mark says, does the Green Bay Parade have song? Duluth's does. Goes something like Christmas City, Wonderful City, All Dressed Up in Snow, and Mistletoe. Come this Christmas to the Christmas City, let's go. I just looked it up, and the song was written, sung by Merv Griffin.
Oh, my God.
Circa 1962. That's really cool.
I didn't know Merv sang.
Yeah. He says, and then Mark says, my folks always had it on, and I especially remember it being on getting back home for the deer opener after moving to Madison. Mark, awesome stuff, man. Thank you. That's pretty cool. All right, so how did they do this? How did they do the guy who you said was the paraplegic in the wheelchair?
Jeff Bagels.
Jeff Bagels. Are there trails that, or did he have to go over, how rough was it, I guess?
Well, it's snow. A lot of Rainier was snow.
Yeah.
So he would, you know, it was on a sit ski. So he would sit. And they would put lines in, rope, okay. You know, ahead.
Yeah.
And there was a pulley, and he would pull himself up.
That sounds really, treacherous and it, just like a ton of hard work.
It was. And he started climbing when he was 50.
Does this guy have, like, arms?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He does.
I wanted to ask you also about this Packer dip that you and Dan are doing in the morning show here.
Dan and I are having a dip off.
Our pal Dan Marcus, yeah.
He's been talking about his dip. I've known Dan for probably like 20 years. Still talking about the dip, and he brought it in. It's some pretty good dip. I have to give him that.
What is the base of the dip?
I think he won't tell me. It's a big secret.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah. I think it's Cheese Whiz. I can taste cheese in a can.
It's an old Marcus family recipe?
In that dip. You know, that squeezy cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm bringing my dip in tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll have a dip off.
It's like a dip off, yeah. Who do you get? Who are the guinea pigs? Who gets this?
Whoever's here.
Whoever's here.
Just Dan and I, and then Conrad comes in once in a while.
That's fun. Are you going to taste the dip, Con?
Yeah, I'll be here at 12 tomorrow, so, you know, I might be able to try it.
I said there's got to be, because otherwise it's not much fun of a dip off if it's just Dan and I.
Yeah, because it's like you're going to cancel each other out.
Exactly.
You vote for me, I'll vote for you. Okay. Can we just keep you? We've got to do a short break. Do you have anywhere to be? Are you meeting a group?
I love being here. You can keep me as long as you want.
I have to ask you what you're watching, and then we also have to talk about our alma maters,
which sound
very similar. So we'll do that. Connie's here. This is awesome. We're setting a record here. Connie Feldman is here. We're coming right back, and we're going to read some more of your texts before we make the popcorn pick of the week. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. And it is, we have a really fun show going here tonight, folks. Connie Feldman is here. She's going to close out this next segment with us before we bring out Amanda Nimmer for the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Our question is, who do you think is the most cheesy celebrity? And Monica in Mount Horeb in the 608 says, Kenan Thompson from SNL. She says, I like him, but he's always smirking as if someone's behind him, tickling him, and he's stifling a laugh. That's very true. Boy, that's very observant, Monica. Thank you. Did you ever see the skit he did with What's Up With That? He's this talk show host who's a little James Brownish, and he comes out and this music kicks in, and he goes, when he hears the music, he has to dance. He's like, what's up with that? And what's the Ted Lasso guy is doing the...
Oh, yeah.
He's doing this. And oh, and Martin Short is in the... It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen on Saturday Night
What
Live.
About Mike Myers? Is he cheesy? You know...
Yeah, but on purpose, yeah. I think, don't you think?
It's part of a shtick, I think.
Which I guess that counts. We didn't really put any parameters on the question, no. But...
I need to know the rules.
You are not a rule breaker, Connie Feldman. Chris Casper says, it's a win-win for the wives. I think he's talking about the Viagra helping with hearing so we can listen to our wives and the obvious other benefits. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids in the 608 says, Will Ferrell makes me say dadgummit.
I love Will Ferrell.
I do too. Is he saying that like, what do
he's,
you make of that?
He said that in movies.
Yeah.
You know, like,
dadgummit. Oh.
I'm not as like, I like Will Ferrell a lot, but I'm not that guy that's like seen everything he's ever done. And, you know, he's funny.
You know, I watched Kicking and Screaming the other day because it just came back on Netflix. It's so good. It's so funny with Mike Dick in it.
Yeah.
You know, and him trying coffee for the first time is hilarious. In that,
I don't remember
I'm not really
that.
A coffee drinker. Mike Ditka slaps him. He's like, try it. You'll be better.
So when Anchorman first came out, we went as a news station. And there was, I did not get along at all with my co-anchor at the time.
Oh.
And he was very Ron Burgundy-ish.
Oh, funny.
So we were all sitting there and they had a code, you know, cough once if it reminds you of Connie, cough twice if it reminds you of my co-anchor, who was in Michigan. He wasn't here in Green Bay, but he was a very Ron Burgundy type.
Now, what year is this? What year are we talking here? Roughly. You don't, I'm not going to like
Google. 2003?
Right around when it came out, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Are you a Ted Baxter fan?
I love Ted Baxter.
How fun is he?
I would be Mary Tyler Moore, but I love Ted Baxter.
We had Stephen Leo on the show who wrote Kicking and Screaming, and they are two of the best comedy writers. They also wrote Space Jam and The Santa Claus, and they were this great comedy team from Chicago, and they were on this show, and they cracked me up even just on Zoom on the show. Like, they're that funny. So let's talk about, before we let you go, Connie, you and I almost went to the same school.
We did.
We were one letter away.
Yeah.
And you went to DePaul.
You're right.
And I went to DePaul.
And I spent most of my adult life explaining to people that it was not DePaul.
Yeah.
It was like DePaul on the dog was how we used to say it.
DePaul on the dog. Oh, that's interesting. So they thought you were mispronouncing your own school.
Yeah.
And is that school known for broadcasting?
They have a pretty decent broadcasting department now.
Okay.
That was supposed to be there when I went there, but was completed about a year after I left.
Okay.
But it's a phenomenon. It's a small liberal arts school.
Nice.
Really good school.
Expensive.
The Harvard of the Midwest.
Is that? Oh, my God. Does everybody say that about their?
Of course.
That's so funny. I used to say that when my kids were in preschool. I go, this is like the pipeline to Harvard. And some parents are like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Church of the Valley Preschool is the Harvard of the crazy. All right. So we've got, how are we doing on text, Connor? We caught up?
Yeah, right now we are.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So what, are you going to come back and make the popcorn pick one of these days, Connie?
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I want to know what Amanda has.
What else can we look forward to? How do you spend the holidays here in Green Bay? What's your favorite Green Bay holiday type thing?
Boy, you know, I love the Christmas parade, the holiday parade. You know, it's hard for me.
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
It's hard for me to get out. And one of my favorite, I'm one of the people who love the winter. I love the snow.
Do you?
I love, you know, climb mountains. If I wouldn't live here if I didn't love it. But when Aaron's Hill opens up for sledding,
Where is that? I love a good sledding hill.
Oh, it's in Titletown. It's a tubing hill.
Would it be weird if you and I went sledding together?
We just won't tell anybody. It'll be our little secret.
That
Pete.
Might make it weird, you know. But if I, like, if I told my wife I'm going sledding with Connie Feldman, she'd be like, "Oh, that's interesting. Have fun."
There's a lot of great. I mean, Triangle Hill. There's a tow rope.
Okay. Oh wow.
Titletown. You know, it's next to Aaron's Hill.
I've seen it, but I've never been there. I have not been sledding.
You need to get out. You need to get out of your house.
I do. I sit home and watch color television. That's all I do. Tom from Monona says he does those homes.com commercials.
If you look in your chat, I sent you a picture.
Dan Levy. Okay. In my chat? Okay. I'm going to look up. This is great radio, me looking up my chat. Dan, that's Eugene Levy's son.
Yes.
Are you a Schitt's Creek fan?
I am not.
Don't swear.
I just like to say that show because I can swear on the air.
I've tried to like it because I hear so many great things about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you. I thought it was okay, but I didn't go back to it. I felt like, okay, I'd seen enough and it's fine. It's funny, but I didn't, it wasn't like something I wanted to binge. What are you binging? Are you binging anything right now?
Right now. What did I just get done binging?
You could think about it.
Yeah. What's the one with the judge? Who gets his son out?
All's fair.
That's the Kim Kardashian. Think about that. Oh, we'll do that next time. All right. Connie, this is so fun. Thank you very much for keeping us informed and entertained and a true showbiz renaissance woman here. Connie Feldman, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
Anytime. All right. Conrad, thank you too, but you can't leave.
Okay.
We are coming back to make the popcorn pick of the week with Amanda Nimmer, our hotshot social media guru here at Civic Media and WGBW. Our question of the night, folks, who's the cheesiest celebrity? I say Steven Seagal, and I think I win, but you can weigh in and be part of the show, too. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Great to have you here, folks. Having some fun here on a Thursday night in beautiful downtown Green Bay as we broadcast statewide over our beautiful state on this gorgeous fall night. How you doing, Con? You hanging in there?
I'm doing good.
You know, we're halfway done. You're almost on vacation. You got one more day.
Yes, one more day.
How are you feeling?
I'm ready to put my toes in the sand.
That's not a visual I like to think about. Okay. But I don't blame you. All right, folks, it is time for the Popcorn Pick of the Week, so let's get to it. It is my pleasure to welcome my very good friend. She helps us out here on Nightlight as a producer from time to time. She does outstanding award-winning social media work as well. And I would just give her a trophy for just being a good person if I had that kind of authority. But I don't. But let's bring her on anyway. She's here to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week, Miss Amanda Nimmer. Hello, my friend.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to Friday.
Are you really? Then you can really. Yes. Are you on vacation next week, too?
No. God,
okay.
No.
All right.
I don't get to use my vacation.
Come on, Amanda. You do work very hard. I will say that. Hey, do you mind if we take a quick call before we get to the popcorn pick? Are you good? Okay. Who do we have, Con?
It's a surprise.
Oh, dear. I do not like surprises. Hello, surprise caller.
Petey, Petey Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
I know that voice.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed deer barehanded when he was only three. Petey, Petey Schwabba, king of the wild frontier.
Whoa. Ollie, that is fantastic. And what I think is so funny about that is, you know, I'm the biggest inside guy ever.
I knew you liked, you said something about liking Tennessee. And then I thought, oh, that killing a deer barehanded. I better look up that song and sing that song.
That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Ollie. Outstanding.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. I knew when she said that about the bare hands, I was like, I knew it made her think of that. All right, Amanda, that cannot be your popcorn pick of the week, what you just heard. It was a beautiful song, but we are going to ask you for a movie at some point. But let's have a little discussion first about how Amanda Nimmer likes to watch movies. Where do you go? Where do you go to the theater? Do you go to, are you just like one of those people that likes to watch at home?
It's hard because it's going to depend on my mood. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I did just go to the movie theater for the first time in quite some time. And I have some beef.
You have some beef. You mean you have issues with the theater, or you stole food into the theater?
I mean, it's been a while since I've done that, but no.
Beef is a tough one. Yeah. All right. So what's the problem?
So as I said, it's the first time in a long time since I've been there. And it's the culture of the theater that got to me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it's one of those theaters that had like the really nice relaxing chairs, you know?
Yeah.
Really comfy chairs.
Sure. Love those chairs.
So we had people all around us who had blankets, wearing PJs, took their shoes off.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I was like, what in the world is happening right
that's
now?
That's not right. Yeah, I agree. No.
So like in my mind, I'm like, if you need to be this comfortable, you need to just stay home.
Just go to bed.
At that point.
So where was, was this in Manitowoc where you live or in Green Bay? Or
no, I drove up to Green Bay. It was at Marcus Theaters.
Which one? Bay Park or East?
East by the mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People get very comfy there for some reason. They feel very at home.
It was, I honestly just couldn't stop looking because I'm like, you know, I mean, yeah, I was relaxed, but I had my shoes on. I was still wearing my coat. Like, this isn't my house. I'm not going to get that level of comfortable there.
Did you see bare feet?
I did.
Oh, yes. That's awful. That's like on a plane. You can't do that. You cannot take your shoes off in a movie theater with bare feet. I'm sorry. I draw the line there. Did you say something?
No, I mean, what am I going to say? Like,
put your shoes
on. Don't be comfortable. Like, yeah. Put your shoes on. I don't know.
That's a little
too
comfy.
No, I watched the movie.
What was the movie?
The whole time. It was Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
Oh, so this is like probably last weekend, right?
This was on Friday. Friday I went.
So that's not a movie you bring the little one to. Was that like date night or something or what?
So my partner's a big fan of the series, and as soon as I saw it was in theater, because I believe that was the first day it was in theaters, I believe.
Friday.
Yeah, I like quick went down my very short list of contacts, and I was like, someone please just watch my kid. I'm begging you for just 2 hours for the movie.
Oh, that's nice.
Not asking for anything else. We didn't get dinner. I was like, just the movie, please.
How was that movie, by the way?
It was honestly pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
There were some parts where I felt it was rushed because, I mean, they had too many characters. Like, that happens when you have returning characters and then brand new set of characters you're introducing, you know. You're going to have bits where you're like, I felt like that could have played out a little longer.
Sure.
But overall, it was pretty good. They wrapped it all up pretty well.
See, that's the issue with me because I'm like you. I like to go to the theater, but I do think there's an etiquette, and you're right. It's a kind of a newer culture. I feel like, you know, I like the theaters where you can buy your tickets ahead of time. You might pay a little more, but you don't have to rush in and get your seat. And the people, if they're willing to pay a little bit more, they want to watch the movie. They are there to see the movie. Like, so often the case is like in Marinette, we'll get kids that come in and they just want to hang out in the theater. Like, they probably paid for a different movie and then they just come in this one to horse around. And it's the same thing with the bare feet. This isn't your living room. Shut up and watch the movie. Like, that's what you're dealing with in the theaters. I do, however, like when you go to a theater because I do think it brings people together. And if you have the right clientele that are really focused on the movie, that to me is ideal.
No, I agree. Because like sometimes, like if it's one of those comedy films where you're laughing at the right parts with other people, or if you're like me and you're laughing at the wrong part, but there's one other person who laughed with you, you're not alone.
That's a great point. Then you have like this cosmic connection with a stranger, and it's a beautiful thing. All right. So do you have a specific kind of a typical genre you like, Amanda? Typically, anyway?
I've been leaning a lot more toward suspense.
Yeah. Okay.
whodunit kind of films.
Okay.
Those are mine too. I like TV shows better because I'm more invested in the long run.
Yeah.
Especially since, I mean, it is a bummer, but at the same time, I do enjoy like the, what do they call it? A mini series, drama series.
Yep.
That they've been doing lately. That's the trend because there's never a second season. So like, I really enjoy them because the stories are done well and they're wrapped up, you know, in a nice, neat bow. But at the same time, I'm like, can we keep going? I fell in love with these characters.
Yes.
Can I keep watching?
I'm totally with you on that. My guest is Amanda Nimmer. She is a producer here at WGBW and our Civic Media's award-winning social media guru. She is just great and fills in here for Conrad from time to time at Nightlight. We love having her on the show. And by the way,
speaking of Conrad, how much vacation you got left, by the way?
You know, it's getting down there.
Somehow he's still got 3 weeks left before the end of the year. I don't know who's won that.
I was like, when I heard he was on vacation, I was like, again?
I hate it when I can't get, like, but like when Con leaves and you can't fill in, I'm really sort of, I mean, I'm always in good hands because everybody in Madison's great too, but it's, I miss you guys. Hey, just for the record, folks, the popcorn pick of the week is brought to you by Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris specializes in food, event, music, and product photography for businesses across Wisconsin and the Midwest. See what he can do for you at chickenortheeggphotography.com. Chris is a great guy. He is also fun to have on the show. So check out Chicken or the Egg Photography. So suspense, me too. But is that horror, Amanda? When you say you like suspense, are you talking a little bit about horror or dipping your toe in the horror pool? Because I don't mind a little horror. I don't like gore, though.
I don't like gore. I think slasher films, just for the sake of, you know, gore is, they're dumb.
Right.
That's not my thing. But no, like it can dip into the horror. Like the recent Conjuring film, I loved. That was great. I
love
the
new
Conjuring.
One. Is that good? Yeah, I haven't seen any of those. I've got to see those. Have you seen all of them?
I have seen all of them now.
Gotta put the, and that's not gore. That's just haunted suspense stuff.
It's haunted. It's supernatural-esque, based on true story, supposedly, if you believe in it.
Yeah, well.
But like, I mean, there's also like other films where it's just suspense the whole time and you're sitting there going, this person did it. Oh, wait, nope, new detail. I guess it might be this person.
Are you ever worried when you watch a movie like The Conjuring that there's some sort of curse that, because a lot of people think that really happened. There's the Conjuring house we've read about and that kind of stuff. And are you ever worried that if you watch it, you're cursed and that's going to happen to you?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I don't feel that.
All right. Me either. Just checking.
Now, if it was a weird movie that had a bunch of static and a girl climbing out of a well, perhaps.
Now, you have a little guy. You call him the Walrus. He's adorable. He was in the Manitowoc costume contest at Sputnik Fest. That was a lot of fun. Do you have favorite kids movies that you like to watch with him?
So he's six now, and it's honestly great because he's starting to transition out of just simple cartoons and into things with more complex story, like real people TV shows and movies. We actually just caught up and watched all the Jurassic Parks with our six-year-old.
Oh, that must have been
except the one that just came out. We're just about to start that one.
Okay.
And he's obsessed the whole time with them.
Really?
My kid has an old soul. He loves the original Willy Wonka.
Huh.
He doesn't like the one with Johnny Depp. He thinks it's weird and scary. He loves the original Ghostbusters.
Same.
Yeah. So like he's starting to transition into these little fandoms and I'm 100% for it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a gift, actually. Let me ask you this. What is your favorite movie snack, Amanda?
Popcorn dipped in nacho cheese.
Oh, we've talked about this, haven't we? Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It seems like a lot of work because you take one piece of popcorn.
Well, I used to not take one piece of popcorn, but thanks to, you know, the good old surgery I had to have, I now have to have one piece at a time.
I know, but you got to do one piece anyway. Do you take a fistful of popcorn and just dunk your whole hand in the cheese?
No. What you do is you get your little cup of cheese and then you sprinkle the top with popcorn and then you start eating it out of there.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's a plan of attack. You ever do that, Con?
I've never tried that, no.
You're going to now, though, aren't you?
I might have to next time I go to theater.
All right, I think without further ado, we need to get to this popcorn pick of the week. Our friend Amanda Nimmer, drum roll please, Mr. Conrad Krieger. Amanda Nimmer, social media, award-winning social media guru. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
Dogma. Oh,
have we talked about that movie before? Or is that Lisa Hale? You guys have...
It might be Lisa.
You guys are both huge fans. Yeah, Dogma. Wow. Nice pick.
So I thought about this long and hard because I was like, oh, it could be the movie I just saw because it did have a twist I didn't see coming. And that's, I got to say, that's very rare for me to not guess it. I, for some reason, always do. But this one, I did not catch it. And it was good.
All right. Hold your thought right there. We're going to do a quick break. We'll come back and we'll find out more about Amanda's popcorn pick of the week. This week's pick, folk, is Dogma. So we're coming back to talk more about that with our guest, Amanda Nimmer. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Yeah, oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement,
down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can... Welcome back. Pete Schwabba. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. We are closing, about to close down hour number two. Our question of the night is, who is the cheesiest celebrity? I say Steven Seagal. Conrad says Austin Butler. We will ask our current guest, Amanda Nimmer, that question as well. She just made her popcorn pick of the week, and it is Dogma, the Kevin Smith movie that starred Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And we were in the middle of a conversation about the film. Amanda, so great pick, by the way. Are you an Affleck and Damon fan? Is that why you like the movie? Or are you more of a Kevin Smith fan, or is it the combination?
It's a combination of the both. But yeah. The reason I picked it is because of the controversy around the film.
Yeah. Which was what? I don't even remember. It's been so long. What was the controversy?
So when the film came out, the Catholic community was not happy about it. And they were protesting the film's release.
Yes.
But what's so funny about this is Kevin Smith joined their protest and was then interviewed by the news about why he's protesting his own film.
That is brilliant.
So the film got banned by a bunch of those communities. But the other controversy surrounding it was that it was owned by Harvey Weinstein's company, Miramax. Okay.
Yeah.
And Miramax refused to give Kevin Smith the rights to his film back. So for years, you've not been able to find it in any DVD. There was no new copies made. You couldn't even stream it. It was gone.
No kidding. Huh.
Until now, because as of 2024, a different company bought it from Miramax. And Kevin Smith bought the rights from them. And on December 9th, you can now buy Dogma on DVD once again.
Very nice. So have you watched it recently?
I haven't watched it recently, but I've watched it enough that I have parts of it memorized.
Okay. You know, I saw it the one time. I should give that a revisit. Although I'm not the biggest Kevin Smith fan, but I appreciate his entrepreneurial filmmaking spirit. He truly is like a... kind of his own guy, right? I mean, he's just a force.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his older films, definitely. His newer ones kind of got a little weird for my taste, but...
Same. I loved Clerks. I just, to me, that's one of my all-time favorite indie films. Well, great pick.
47.
Right. And if you've seen the film, you know what Amanda's talking about, but I'm not going to go there. We've already talked about Viagra more than we need to on this show, so I won't I won't lead people back down that path. So let me ask you this. What are your plans for Thanksgiving, Amanda? What are you guys going to do?
Thanksgiving, I normally go to, I call them my parents, but they're actually my late husband's parents.
Okay.
We go to their house and celebrate with them because... just kind of how it is.
Tradition? Yeah, that's great. I was going to ask you if you cook or host, but you just kind of answered my questions with that. So that's...
No, I don't know how to cook a turkey to save my... Like a whole turkey? No, that I don't know what to do.
Just get some cold cuts. That's almost as good, right?
Yeah. I'm here for the leftovers. I know what to do with the leftovers. You ever have a turkey quesadilla? Because those are delicious.
I have not, but I do love Thanksgiving leftovers. Almost more than the meal for whatever reason. It almost tastes better when it's like reheated for some reason. Did you see that Heinz is offering a, what was that called? Kind of leftover gravy they're selling at Walmart.
It's in like a squeeze bottle.
Yeah.
Like a mustard or ketchup, and it's just gravy.
It's really disgusting.
No. You got to, first off, gravy has to be warm.
I don't even do
gravy.
And
secondly, just no.
All right, I have two more. So, Amanda, what are you binge watching anything? Like when you put the walrus down for the night, and give him some Benadryl so he sleeps really well. I don't know how you get your kid to bed. It's none of my business. But no, what are you binge watching anything?
I did I recently got an Apple TV subscription.
Okay.
And I just finished a series called Defending Jacob. It was on, it has Chris Evans in it, and it's about, you know, a boy that was murdered, and they're trying to figure out who did it, and Chris Evans plays the town's district attorney. He's the guy who prosecutes murderers, but all the attention turns to his son, who becomes the number one suspect, gets arrested, and has to go on trial.
Oh, wow, that's heavy.
It's one of those whodunits that I just get sucked into. And it's apparently based off of a book series. And the way it ended was leaves you wondering, did he actually do it or did he not?
Oh, that's kind of frustrating.
You don't have the answer.
Though, don't you think?
Yeah, it is frustrating, but it's still so good.
Yeah. Okay, that's a great Defending Jacob.
Defending Jacob.
And what
it was
about,
good.
And put your mom hat on for a moment. What's the movie your youngster wants to watch? Did you hear that word I just used, Conrad?
Youngster?
Yeah. I was laughing last night, Amanda. I said, who uses the word youngster? And then it was fresh in my brain, and I just used it. What does your little guy like to watch? What's his favorite movie?
His favorite movie, as I said, was like Ghostbusters and the original Willy Wonka. He'll make us watch that on repeat. He is watching the original Freaky Friday right now.
Wow, he really is an old soul. That's crazy. Good for you.
I don't know what six-year-old is into that stuff, but he's watching it and he's loving it right now.
That's fantastic. Hey, listen, you have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I know how busy you are, and I appreciate your time tonight. And thank you for the wonderful pick of the week, The Dogma, film by The Dogma. It's like...
The Dogma. It's like saying the Pokemon.
Look it up on the Google. It's a good movie. No, Dogma is this week's popcorn pick of the week by way of our pal Amanda Nimmer. Have a great holiday and talk to you soon. Thanks so much, Amanda.
Yeah, have fun, guys.
All right. All the way from beautiful Manitowoc, Wisconsin. That's great stuff. We have Greg Vadney coming back on the show. Do you know that, Con?
I do.
He is fun from the Roar West Museum. Yeah. Love that place. And what a cool... There's so much in Manitowoc. Remember, for a while, Manitowoc was, that's the place where Steve Avery was from the, what was the name of that show?
I don't even know who that is.
He's the guy from the, I'll look it up during the break, but it was a big Netflix phenomenon during COVID, where did he kill the girl or not? I'm sure a texter will let us know here before we even get back from the break. But we are going to do the news, folks, and then we'll be back for Act 3. Frank Anderson is coming up at 7:20. We're going to talk fun, weird, interesting Wisconsin. And I'm going to read your text next. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's a
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.